Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. It's going to be, I think, close to 65 at my home. I'm broadcasting from my studio in Fort Collins this morning, and the sun is shining out there, and we're going to have some warm weather. We'll get back to a little more seasonal, but, you know, seasonal now is in the 50s, and it's going to be pushing the 60s. So we got about 4 or 5 days of 60 degrees, and then we're going to get back maybe around the 40s, 50s for a few days, and it's going to start going up from there. We'll get some bad weather yet, but we're going to get more and more of this nice weather. And with that is coming a transition time. The ice on the Front Range is pretty sketchy. I think I'm putting my ice fishing stuff away. I'm going to start working on open water. We're going to cover that a lot today, some boating things, some open water, some boat ramps are opening. Lots of opportunities. There's going to be a lot of walleye and trout opportunities as this ice recedes here over the next few days. And even bass, we're seeing bass being caught in some of the smaller lakes as they become ice-free. So we're going to cover a lot of that today. We're going to talk turkey hunting later in the show, too. Turkey season starts April 10th, and you really, really need to be getting ready now, patterning your shotgun. The folks from Colorado Clays will join us. We're going to talk about the effect we've seen over the years as we've patterned shotguns by varying chokes, ammunition, and the shotguns themselves, and pattern them out to different distances. We have a lot to cover. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook if you like what you hear on this show. You can follow us on Facebook at Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. And go to our YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. In fact, we just put a show up there. In fact, there's a link on the YouTube channel that I took my grandkids fishing a few years ago. And it really kind of shows you how to pick a small pond, take your grandkids out, get them excited, and shows you a couple techniques that will get them into a few bluegills, and they'll have a good time. So take a peek at that. Right now, let's go right to the phones. And joining us, he's a Hall of Fame angler. You've seen him as the host of Lake Commandos. He's been on television and in print for many, many years. He's also just a very accomplished angler and a great media and fishing educator, Steve Panaz. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Terry. With the ice going out there, I think I'm going to jump on a plane and head down. That sounds like a lot of fun right now.
Well, you know, we're fortunate in Colorado because of the altitude change that going into the winter season, we get ice fishing early up in the mountains. And I've had weekends where I've ice fished on Saturday and had my boat out on Sunday. And some of our lakes stay open almost year-round most of the time. There's a couple. And now this transition the other way, the fish haven't been molested down here on the Front Range because there hasn't been very good fishable ice, but we're getting shoreline fishing already, and the boating will probably open next week or two on most of these waters. But yeah, we still got tremendous lake trout and pike fishing up in the mountains through the ice. So we are pretty fortunate to have the mixed fisheries out here. We have, I used to say I grew up in Minnesota, but Karen reminds me I just got older there. But growing up in Minnesota and then living in Colorado, the two places I've lived, even though I've traveled the world doing outdoor things, I've been so fortunate because you and I both, we're in places where the outdoors is really part of the culture, isn't it?
It is, especially here. I mean, just we're running down to have our dog trained for next fall, and I saw my first two robins of the year, and I've seen the snow starting to recede. We're going to be in the 60s here next week, and just 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, it was 9, 10, 15, 25 below, and so it's a nice change of pace. I always get excited every spring.
Yeah, and I think with COVID, everybody is ready to get outside more. Not that, you know, people got outside a lot this winter. It didn't die down, but, you know, COVID really changed. We saw this enormous amount of people start either returning to the outdoors or taking it up for the first time, and they're hungry to use resources, and they're also hungry for knowledge. Now, normally this time of the year, you and I would be appearing at sports shows, and we'd be talking about new tackle, and we'd be showing them some new techniques and going over things. Well, that can't happen because of COVID. You and I are going to talk about some new products here a little later in this segment, But before we do that, you've also found a way to reach out to people. You did a thing earlier this year, and I guess going into last year, with Bro Brosdahl on ice fishing called, I believe it was Ice Fishing College. And now you're extending College of Ice Fishing. And now you're extending that with Kevin Van Dam doing College of Bass Fishing. Tell me about that.
So once a week, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Eastern, obviously 6 o'clock Mountain, we're doing a live show via Facebook. It's on the Plano Synergy site. It's on the Plano Fishing site, on Van Dam site, the Lake Commando site. But really what it is, it's a celebration of bass fishing. We go deep into techniques. We answer questions throughout the show. And it's been fun because, obviously, Kevin is an amazing talent, but we're also bringing in guys like Jordan Lee and Edwin Evers and you know, guys like that. And so we go into a technique like, say, swim baiting, and we'll go deep into it. And these guys are not holding anything back. They're talking colors, sizes, you know, lines, rods, everything. And the difference between most pros and a weekend angler or someone that's just beginning is, yeah, we're throwing the same baits or they're throwing the same baits, but it's the little things that make a difference in you know, line choice. If you run an 8-pound test versus 12, you might be getting a foot deeper, and that's the key to getting bit, or you're working the rod just a little bit differently. And it's been fun to listen to these guys and contribute when, you know, when appropriate. But the good news is we're going to be in open water here really soon. And I mean, I think everybody has rediscovered fishing in the last couple of years just because of COVID, but it's been really an amazing see how many people are on the water right now.
Well, it really is. And they are hungry for knowledge. And, you know, my comment earlier, normally you and I would be out in the public this time of the year making appearances. And so would the fellas that are appearing on your College of Bass. We'd be out at these shows talking to people, getting them ready. And this is a great avenue. So how exactly do I watch it? And can I know it's been on for a couple episodes already. Can I go back and watch previous episodes?
Yeah, what I'd recommend is just go to the Plano Synergy, the Plano Facebook page, or the Plano Fishing, or the Lake Commandos page, and just hit like, and all of those shows will be there. They're an hour long. We try to end it right at an hour, and they're saved there. But really, it's a deep education on bass fishing. To really experience it is to go live and ask questions. We give away prize packs every week just to encourage people to participate in things, and it's been fun. What's blown me away is we did a live show with Garmin Ice. We did two shows at the end of January. And the amount of interaction, the engagement levels on Facebook were insane. We had the two shows that we did, we had over 16,000 engagements on these two shows. And I'm excited about us rolling that show out at the start of ice fishing again next year. But Facebook does offer an opportunity for us to interact and for everybody to interact with the pros that they're following. This is one opportunity through College of Bass.
Well, we'll get back. We'll remind people of that at the end of the segment again, and we'll talk a little bit about your current television show, Lake Commandos. But since we're not out there, you and I talked earlier in the week, and I said, let's start doing things like maybe going over a couple new products that you and I get some products ahead of time. We get to fish with them. We get to test them. And one of the products you really have been impressed with is the new Hit Stick from Berkley. Tell me about that.
Berkley came out with a stick bait, and you can run it as a trolling bait for walleyes, or you can fish it as a jerk bait for bass. I've been a big fan of the Berkley Cutter for the last 4 or 5 years, and I really like it for casting. It's a super stick bait for, you know, fishing as a jerk bait or trolling. But the Hit Stick came out, and I got my hands on a bunch of them last summer. And last fall, I actually broke them out in a big way on walleye fishing, fishing channels and fishing river mouths and things and trolling. And I was stunned at really how good this bait really was. It was heads and tails over any other bait that I had out there. And I was fishing multiple brands. We were producing fish in that 26, 27, 28 range consistently on a lake right in Minnesota, right in Minneapolis area, a very heavily fished lake. And it really was a bait that I look forward to fishing a ton this year. It's got a unique design. It's got more of a balsa style, but it's built out of a plastic, so it's got great You know, it's just a tough bait. You're not going to damage the bait if you get a pike or something on it. But it's it really did have an action, and the colors were phenomenal.
And when would you choose the hit stick over, say, the another stick bait or another? You talked about the Berkeley, the jerk bait.
The cutter, when
would
yeah.
you hit pick? Yeah, the cutter. When would you pick it over the cutter?
Early spring, shore fishing at night, especially for walleyes that are coming into spawning areas. These baits are heavy enough. They're unlike a balsa bait where you struggle with the weight because to get any casting distance. These baits have a plenty of weight for a great long cast. So if you're shore fishing, and then you can work this thing on a steady retrieve, or it's one of these baits that you could fish with a stop, you know, the traditional jerk bait where you rip it down, let it pause, rip it down, let it pause. But this is one of those baits that if you know of a spot where the walleyes are congregating near shore and you can get out and cast out of waders or from a boat, it's a great one. It's also a great bait for trolling early season. It's got more of a little bit of a subtle action that really seems to trigger pre-spawn and, you know, near post-spawn giant fish. And this is one of those baits that it's the real deal. They put a lot of time in building this thing, and it really, I can attest from my fishing last year, I was literally blown away how good it was.
Well, people will put that to a test probably this week here in Colorado. We are going to see the pre-spawn walleyes start moving into shore as this ice recedes, and that is one of the number one bites. And, you know, Colorado produces big walleyes, too. Our state record is over 18 pounds. So, God, this is a great time to go out chase those big female walleyes. And we're going to talk more about chasing those walleyes later in the show. Steve, another product you and I talked about is, you know, we always struggle. I don't know how many times I've changed the way I store lures. Another box from Plano called the Edge, I believe. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so three years ago at the ICAST show, which is the big trade show for fishing, Plano brought in all their pros. And I was actually in on this group, and it was guys like Kevin Van Dam and, I mean, all the bass pros, all the walleye guys. And we sat down and really tried to decide what does the industry need in terms of tackle storage. You got to remember, some of these blade baits, these bladed jigs, are selling for $14, $15 a piece. Crankbaits are up in that $8, $10 a range type of thing. And if you're fishing competitively, I mean, one lost fish could be the difference between, you know, $100,000. And so the goal was to build the ultimate tackle box. And there were three things that were really kind of focused on. One was making sure that the storage was very protected the baits and actually made it easy to find them. So clear lids were important. Two, making sure that rust proofing was a big deal. We've all had a wave come in the boat, or we've all had spray come in, and where you put away your baits wet and you open the box a couple weeks later and all the hooks are shot and you got your paint faded and things like that. So rust proofing was a big deal. And third was sort of the water control, you know, having waterproof boxes so you didn't have issues with things. And so Plano came out with the first version of the Edge box the next year, and we started playing with it. It had a dry lock seal so it didn't let water in. It had one-handed latches that make it easy to get in and out of the box. It had clear lids so you knew exactly what was there before you had to open the box. And it had a rust-proofing system that is molded into the plastic. It's called Restrictor, and what it does is it chemically binds and prevents at a molecular level any rust type forming on the hooks. And it was talking to Kevin Van Dam the other day about the box. He says, I may have 100 crankbaits in a box, and if I lose that, I mean, we're talking hundreds of dollars. And it's true for all anglers. We invest way too much money. So I think the rust proofing side of things, I can say that they have a terminal box that's the best on the market. They've got a jig box that is insanely good. I mean, the entire line of the Edge boxes when it came out was won a number of industry awards. But really, from a fisherman's point of view, it's the best option right now on the market for secure storage and easy storage. And if anybody hasn't checked it out, I would check out the Edge boxes.
All right. We only have about a minute left. Tell people real quick about your current TV show, Lake Commandos, which I'm a big fan of. And then we'll remind them again about the College of Bass.
Yeah, Lake Commandos was really born out of back when I was producing and we were taping North American Fisherman TV. Once a year, the three hosts would get together, and we would fish a lake blind. We'd go out and just go onto a lake and figure out who could figure out fish first. We had a cameraman in each boat, and it was the goal was to see who could put together the patterns. Well, they were very popular. And I think the biggest struggle that most anglers have on the water is how to react to what they're seeing. Fish aren't biting. What do I do next? Or I'm getting short hits. What do I do next? Or I can't get bit. What do I do next? And so Lake Commandos is born out of I bring a guest with. We go to a body of water blind. It may be a lake I've fished in the past or a river I've fished in the past, but it's been years. And so you don't go in there with any preconceived notion. So what it is we go on the water, we identify patterns that we're going to think will work based on the conditions of seasonality, the species we're after, and current weather conditions, that sort of thing. And then we go out and we fish head to head against each other. And the competition is not as much because of the competition. It's really to emphasize the little changes that people make in their patterns. You know, if I'm fishing fire tiger and if, say, example, you're on the show and you're fishing a shad color, you know, how are you doing compared to me? If you're fishing a 6-4-1 retrieve ratio and I'm fishing an 8-0-1, what's the difference? And what we found is we identify more and more, we see these little tiny differences in the presentation that make huge differences in the number of fish we caught. I had a guy on one of our trips in Texas where, you know, we're fishing the same exact bait on the same exact spot at the same time, but he's fishing fluorocarbon main line. He had a 3/4 ounce weight. I had a 1/2 ounce weight and braid, and he caught 5 bass and I caught none. And I go to the camera and I says, the only difference in the presentation is this. We have the same bait, same color. We're casting the same exact spot. He's got a heavier weight on his Carolina rig and I'm running braid and he's running fluorocarbon. I got to make the switch. Made the switch and I caught a bass in the first cast. And that's the sort of thing that we're learning and distributing through Lake Commandos. And I think it really helps people build patterns, which is the toughest thing there is on the water. It's really, how do I react to what I'm seeing?
Steve, we are out of time. Quick, tell people where they find the show and remind them when they can watch College of Bass with you and Kevin Van Dam.
Yeah, we're on the Outdoor Channel. We are Sunday mornings at 11:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central, and on Sundays, and then we're on several other times during the week. So if you can check it out, that'd be awesome. And then College of Bass, I would just go to Plain Old Fishing, their Facebook page, and check us out at 6:30 on Wednesday evenings. Or if you want to go back and watch the shows, you can do that. But it's a fun program to be part of.
All right, my friend, it's always great to have you on. We'll talk again soon, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Terry.
All right, Steve Panaz, just a tremendous resource. We love having him on. We'll take a quick time out. We're going to come back and talk about the new boating brochure and regulations in Colorado with everybody getting on the water. That and so much more on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.